The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
I'm assuming this is an antelope fight song. The lope fight song.
Go Lopes.
And y'all had invited us to a basketball game where you've got basketball seasons already started.
Yeah. I don't think the timing worked out on that this time. But, man, those games are just so fun. That arena is absolutely electric when those games are going on.
I've been in the stadium for a conference in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 3-4 years ago. And that was the first time I'd ever been on campus before. And I thought, man, I didn't know this was here. This is nice.
Yeah, the campus.
Where did this come from?
It's really, really nice. It's growing rapidly, and yeah, there's not much more fun than one of those GCU basketball games.
And then coming back just in December, it was November. Came out when said, you know, we're looking at doing Grand Canyon University for our staycation destination. Let's go check it out. Came out, got to Canyon 49 Grill. You were there with the.
Tim,
thank you. Gosh, total brain fart.
It's all good. It's all good.
You and Tim were sitting there, and I was going to order something to eat and then find you guys just so I could say I had something to eat and had experienced the restaurant. But you guys had a handful of things already prepared and waiting.
Yeah. I think you were a little skeptical when I said turkey burger, but I think you enjoyed it if I was right.
You know, I'm a turkey burger fan. It was the fixings that were on it. There was something very unique.
Yeah, we put a little arugula on there, and there's some tomato confit on that burger.
And I was very impressed. In fact, I think, if I remember right, because y'all had samples of 6-7 different types of dishes prepared. That was the only thing I took to go. Because I was going to Wickenburg, the high school rodeo was that weekend. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this other half for Amanda because she would really like that.
Yeah, nice. I remember that. Yeah, that's it's a crowd pleaser for sure.
And then after we ate, I got a tour of the hotel. Tim took me around. That little pool courtyard area y'all put together is really nice.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's been a lot of heavy lifting, transforming that property. It was kind of a freeway side motel, and we completely transformed it and tried to make it into sort of a resort feel. Right in the heart of the West Valley there, it's really over-delivers, I believe.
And there's more planned.
There is a lot more planned, yeah. The GCU is constantly growing. It's hard to keep up with at times. There's constant expansion going on.
How many rooms does the hotel have?
We've got 155 rooms.
Okay.
We've talked at times about building more than that. We'll see what happens in the future. We've talked about expanding our management presence to other hotels. Again, we'll just see what happens in the future. But our students are getting a really, really amazing hands-on experience. Like I said, we've got them at every level of our organization, including a student general manager. We have students doing some marketing roles that we don't even have full-time people doing. So when the students aren't here, we just kind of pause for a second on that. And then they come back and pick up where they left off.
And we're just focusing on the hospitality component of the GCU education. But y'all serve over 200 different fields.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I focus on the hospitality. We're based in the Colangelo College of Business. And so our students leave Grand Canyon with a business degree with an emphasis in hospitality management.
Yeah, and y'all talk about being affordable. Jennifer and I have 6 kids. We funded all 6 of their colleges. I just told them when the oldest one was ready to go to college, I said, okay, you'll get in-state tuition at any school you want. You want to go to Harvard? You got to bridge that gap. You got to find some way to bridge it. And I gave that to every one of the kids, and then we would just price adjust by the year. Well, we had a surprise baby like 10 years after we thought we were done. And when it came time for Carol to go to school, I put my little mental adjuster on it, and I said, well, I think this is about what your tuition is going to be. And we couldn't get her in anywheres. And so finally she found the school she wanted to go to, and I talked to the admissions counselor, and he said, well, what are you basing your tuition on. I said, well, this is what I paid my other kids. I'm putting this adjustment on. He said, well, the adjustment you're using is about a 14%. He says, since your last child was in college, average tuition has gone up 600% in 10 years.
Wow.
I mean, it somewhere's in there, college education became a Ponzi scheme.
You know, there is definitely a large price tag on some college education. You know, we've gone several years without raising any tuition on our ground campus, and we're really proud of that. And some of the enterprise operations, like I run the hotel, any money we can bring to the university, it actually helps us keep our tuition down for our students.
Well, that's awesome. And I think Brnovich's push here in the last year or so, going to the Board of Trustees and saying, you guys aren't, the Constitution says it has to be as affordable as possible.
Yeah.
And
that's definitely something that we
he's kind of pushing some buttons there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I think y'all are doing a great job and I really appreciate it. We're going to come back and talk more about the hospitality program at Grand Canyon University.